These are answers for Luciana Manucci regarding curators. One, do I prefer not to have curators for personal exhibitions? I think one separates exhibitions that happen in commercial galleries and museum exhibitions. In the exhibitions in commercial galleries, I have no expectation of a curator being there. It's my choice usually of the work and balance of work. And I never thought of there being a curator there, although that could be interesting. In terms of museum work, where work is taken both from either new works being made, but primarily from work that exists, I'm always interested in the dialogue. And hopefully in a curator showing me something new about the work that I hadn't anticipated, either in terms of the relationship of different pieces of it or themes that go through it. I'm usually very happy for a curator to choose the works and install the exhibition without too much input from me, precisely in the hope of seeing something new. Otherwise it always ends up looking the same, every exhibition, if I'm doing the decisions and curators. Recently I've also started working with the scenographer who worked with me on the theatre production, Sabine Tunison, as an intermediary between me and institutions where the work is shown. So it's not simply being an exhibition designer as an architect, because it's often a negotiation with an in-house exhibition designer, but someone who knows my work well and has ways of showing work that, again, I would not have either dared to do or sort of putting things together in that way. In terms of new work, the relationship to a curator is also more complicated, because the work is best when it's done in two lines. It both comes from an ongoing interest that the artist has in some particular theme and is also in a way done on behalf of the curator, where there's an impulse and a goad and a suggestion and a showing of possibilities that links into something the artist is doing but produces something different to what would have arrived if he'd just been or she had just been sitting in their studio. And I think often themes set out by curators, if they're not too didactic and too specific, can be interesting goads, but this always has to do with a particular conversation and an ongoing relationship between a curator and an artist. So the curating contacts I'm most interested in keeping are those that are the longest lasting, in which more than one exhibition has been done or more than one project, in which both the curator knows the artist, but importantly the artist also knows the curator. Are all of my exhibitions a result of a particular project? Do they have a explicit identity? I think sometimes the work is about what has been happening in the studio over a period. Now, what's the work that's been done in the last 2 years? And that's sometimes interesting for me to see in terms of connections between different projects. And there's often a migration of images from one project to another, so that even if I'm working on two very different projects, an opera project and an installation in Istanbul, there will be images and sections of the project that are common to both, which are more likely to be seen in a more general exhibition that contains elements of both works which were made for very different places. Some exhibitions are very specific, or works within them are. So when I did an exhibition in China at the Yulin Center, I knew that I wanted to have one piece or make a new piece that would relate to China and South Africa. It also had to do why was an exhibition even happening in China for an artist from South Africa. And that became the project Notes Towards a Model Opera, that really looked at the Chinese Cultural Revolution, which on the one hand was a completely new thematic for me to look at, but in another was a continuation of an ongoing investigation into utopias and their failures, and that became another look at that. Are curators not belonging to the art critics category able to promote original events? I'm sure they can. It depends on the particular curator, on the interest, on their eye, on their imaginative leaps they can make putting different works together, that hopefully an audience seeing the work sees the work either in a different way or makes connections they hadn't made before. can exhibitions without any limits speed up the evolutionary process of artistic culture? I don't know what it is to speed up the evolution of artistic culture. I think there are things that happen in the margins of the art world, and a good critic or curator is open to these and uses the category of enthusiasm and defense of this new work to bring it from the margins slightly more into the attention of people who would otherwise see it, and hopefully the attention of other artists who will, as you say, be stimulated. And whether this is what constitutes the evolutionary process of artistic culture, I'm not certain, but it's as close to I can think of what that could be. Is it essential to have at one's disposal a completely new and innovative art production to realize constructive events? No, I don't think so. I think you can sometimes have technical innovation for its own sake, the art world trying to keep up with digital revolutions as they happen. We're still waiting for the great artwork to be made using virtual reality. There's the possibility that the making of art now gets made by games designers and other people who would not have thought of themselves as artists, but whose work will be shown in museums, similar to in the same way that artists' work would be shown. In my opinion, to the most sensitive, intuitive, creative artists who through their works take part to becoming of the reality, by their imagine may foreshadow or even plan new perspectives for the present and future of humanity. That's a very hard question to answer. I don't think I have a view on that. Because to have a new perspective for the future of humanity, that's a huge task, and I think the task of artists is much, much more modest. I think it has to do with understanding how we interact with the world, how we construct meaning in the world, how we construct our world around us. I think that's something that artists both do and demonstrate. But I wouldn't say that this shows us the future of humanity. If you think the questions are too many or too busy, from some of them. Okay, I hope that this gives you some indication, and Anne, I'm sure, will be happy to help you with images. This is William Kentridge in my studio in Johannesburg at 12:15 on Saturday morning.